water bowls. They represent offering your attachment of your body, speech, and mind, and the five sensory attachments. So what you're doing is you're offering your attachment to the Buddha in order to dispel it. When you give something away, you don't have it anymore. When you do that perpetually, it's a subtle imprint on your subtle mind to be rid of that. And you collect the merit directly when you do practice to counter those in your subtle mind. So when you make offerings of the eight bowls, when you make offerings of the eight bowls, listen carefully. It is a direct opponent for you to be successful in your meditations, to curb your five sensory, your five senses, your desires, your speech, the way you act is a direct cause. Why? You are collecting merit for it to become better. Why? That's what they represent. And then if you do just the water, that's fine. You can do this actual sensory offering. Two water, flower, incense, light, perfume, food, and music. What is that? That is a peaceful offering to the deity, direct sensory offerings. Whether you're offering water on all eight bowls or the sensory offerings, it is exactly the same meaning. That's what this whole one says, exactly the same. Why? One is just water, but it's representative of the sensory offerings. If you can go one step more, you offer the actual sensory offerings. So when you offer the sensory offerings, the first water is for drinking, nourishment, cutting your attachment towards food, to live for food, to be excited by food, to think about food, to waste your time on food. And from food, you develop all types of diseases and problems and difficulties and unhappiness. Why? Why unhappiness from food? If you weigh 300,000 kgs, and you go on the single scene, good luck. You're going to come home single too. Food is a lot of problems for a lot of us. A lot. And attachment. Second one is washing the feet of the Buddha. Why? Buddha was running around in the mud again. No la. Buddha's feet doesn't even touch the ground. To offer water to wash Buddha's feet is humility. To show superiority. And to generate a mind that is in awe of an enlightened mind. So when you wash Lord Buddha's feet, it is extreme humility, offering your mind. Humbleness. Any master must be humble. Any Dharma practitioner must be humble. Real Dharma practitioners are humble. They don't talk about dreams, their powers, or magic. They won't reveal. They're very humble. Not they're trying to be. It arises naturally. The next one's offering flowers. Flower is for the vision. We want to see beautiful people, beautiful women, beautiful men, beautiful clothes, beautiful houses, beautiful rivers, beautiful cars. We want everything beautiful. Not beautiful, we're not happy. Not beautiful, we make noise. We want everything beautiful, beautiful. We think we get everything beautiful, we're going to be wonderful and happy. No. In fact, beauty brings us even more unhappiness. So offering the flower, which is supposed to be very beautiful, is a direct opponent of the attachment of sight. Then the next one is incense, smells. Exactly what I explained, except related to smell. The next one is light, a direct opponent to the darkness of the mind. The next one is scent, beautiful scent, exactly the same. Then the next one is food. The next one is sound. All the sensory, what we are attached to. When we offer these nicely, beautifully in clean vessels, carefully, well arranged, with concentration, with focus, it is a very powerful method for cutting away our attachments and a direct opponent for lack of awareness and to be accomplished in our meditation practice. When I was in India, before I was sent out to the land of the barbarians, oops, I used to do 500 water offerings a day, every day. I would do that and clean it. I leave it there for, and then after I do it, I clean it, and then I do it again, and I do it again, because I was doing a water offering retreat with aluminum bowls, but I visualized them as gold. Now I do a lot of offerings. If I hear anybody's doing offerings, I sponsor immediately. Always, why? I want attainments. I want to cut off my attachments. I want to get out of here. I don't want to be stuck in this situation, next life, and I've come across the methods, why not? So making offerings, and then if you can offer it in silver and gold items, on top of that, not only will you have food, resources, and what you need, you'll also be incredibly wealthy. And if you're not born into wealth, you'll be able to obtain wealth to fulfill your purposes. Most lamas are born poverty-stricken, nothing. But they end up in great wealth and they use it to benefit others. Why? For making offerings. And most lamas, they will not be affected by wealth at all. They will never, their mind will never change, their attitude never change from wealth, and you can never influence them with wealth. Why? The whole purpose of getting wealth is not for ego and pride and personal gain. It is to benefit others. And in fact, real lamas, the minute they get something, an offering, money or whatever, they immediately think, what can they get or what can they do? What can they help other people? It's not that they plan it. It naturally arises. Naturally. Immediately, that's their first thought.